the Pig Triangle Press Employment Standards for Persons with Disabilities Policy. Authorized by the Executive Director, December 16, 2015. Context and rationale. The press is committed to diversity, inclusion, and accessibility for persons with disabilities. This policy describes how the press works with its employees, as well as how it provides its programs, goods, and services in a manner that respects the dignity, independence, integration, and equal opportunity of persons with disabilities. Policy statement. Assistive devices. The press permits persons with disabilities to use their personal assistive devices while on its premises. Service animals and support persons. The press welcomes onto its premises service animals and support persons upon whom persons with disabilities rely. The press will advise the parties as soon as possible about any costs they will incur associated with having the support person. Notice of temporary disruption. The press will notify persons with disabilities promptly in the event of a planned or unexpected disruption to services or facilities. This notice will be provided in accessible formats and posted in public areas. Recruitment and selection. During the hiring process, candidates will be notified through the press's job advertisements and postings that accommodation for disabilities will be provided upon request. If a selected candidate requests an accommodation, the hiring management and talent management director will make adjustments in the hiring process to support the person with a disability. When making offers of employment, the press will notify the successful candidate of its policies for accommodating employees with disabilities. As part of the onboarding process, all newly hired employees will be informed of the press's accessibility policies. Informing employees of supports. Employees will be informed about the press's accessibility policies during the onboarding process and will be informed of any additions or changes to relevant policies via email communication, town hall meetings, posted memos, one-on-one communication, and an employee policy handbook. Communication. The press is committed to communicating with persons with disabilities in ways that take their disability into account. Upon request, an employee with a disability will be provided with accessible workplace information, including any information that employees need to perform their jobs, general information that is available to all employees, including company newsletters, bulletins about PTP's policies, and health and safety information, and information about emergency procedures. Performance management. The needs of employees with disabilities will be taken into account during both formal and informal performance management and reviews. The format of documentation, feedback, coaching, and training will take into account the employee's accessibility needs. Career development and advancement. The press will accommodate the needs of an employee with a disability so that they are not excluded from the opportunity to advance or develop their career. Training of employees. The press will provide training to all of its employees and volunteers regarding its accessibility policies and provision of accommodations to ensure accessible programs, goods, services, and workplace. Training will occur on an ongoing basis and whenever changes are made to relevant policies, practices, and procedures. Promotions or redeployment. The needs of employees with disabilities will be taken into account during the onboarding and training stages of promotions or redeployments. Further accommodations will be made upon the request of the employee. Individualized emergency response information. The press will provide employees with disabilities with available emergency response information in an accessible format upon request, as well as work with the employee to create an emergency response plan that accommodates their needs should an emergency arise. The press will regularly request that employees identify themselves to the talent management director if they would like accommodation in an emergency situation. This information will be shared with the people designated to help them in an emergency upon the employee's consent. This plan will be reviewed if the employee changes work locations, the employee's overall accommodation needs change, or the press emergency response policies or procedures change. Individual accommodation plans. The press's process for developing individual accommodation plans for employees with disabilities includes the following. Details on how an employee is assessed and participates on an individual basis. Information on how a unionized employee, if applicable, can ask for a representative from their bargaining agent to participate in the development of the accommodation plan. Information on how a non-unionized employee can ask for a representative from the workplace to participate in the development of the accommodation plan. Confirmation of the availability of assistance from outside experts if deemed necessary. Details of the steps the press will take to protect the privacy of the employee's personal information. Information on how and when the press will provide the employee with their personalized accommodation plan. The schedule for when and how the plan will be reviewed and updated. Details of how the press will inform an employee that their individual accommodation plan has not been accepted. How the press will provide the employee's plan in an accessible format if needed, and individualized workplace emergency response information as required. The press will consult with the employee requesting accommodation in determining and implementing appropriate accommodation measures. The final decision on accommodation, however, rests with the press. Return to work process. Where it has been determined that an employee with a disability needs accommodation to return to work from an absence due to a disability, the talent management director will work with the employee and their manager to plan a reasonable accommodation and return to work. Employees are expected to follow treatment and rehabilitation recommendations made by attending health professionals as part of the accommodation plan and accept reasonable offers of accommodation. Accommodation options must be considered in the following order. 1. Implementing changes to the physical work environment or equipment and/or modifying how and when tasks are performed to enable the employee to remain in their substantive position, i.e. job modifications. 2. Modifying the employee's job duties in a manner consistent with their individual capabilities in order for the employee to perform the essential tasks of their substantive position, i.e. modified duties. 3. Exploring other available job opportunities within the employee's department in which they would be capable of performing the essential tasks of the position with or without modifications. And 4. Exploring available job opportunities in other departments in which the employee would be capable of performing the essential tasks of the position with or without modifications. Limitations on duty to accommodate. The press's responsibility to make reasonable accommodations to meet the needs of employees with disabilities will be fulfilled up to the point of undue hardship as defined in the Ontario Human Rights Act. The criteria for determining undue hardship under the Act include, but are not limited to, such factors as safety risks that may impact the employee or other employees of the public, disruption to the public, effect on contractual obligations, for example, collective agreements, financial cost, and business efficiency. Bona fide occupational requirement. The duty to accommodate is also limited where a bona fide occupational requirement, which is something that is necessary in order to accomplish the essential duties of the job, cannot be met because of the proposed accommodation. A bona fide occupational requirement is one that is adopted for a purpose connected to the performance of the essential duties of the job, adopted in an honest and good faith belief that the requirement is necessary to fulfill the essential duties of the job, and necessary to the accomplishment of the essential duties of the job. Where return to work or accommodation is not possible. At times, despite best efforts to provide a reasonable accommodation, because of the employee's identified restrictions and limitations, an accommodation placement is not possible. In these cases, the employee's manager and the talent management director should consult the appropriate experts regarding the options for both the employee and the press. For example, medical retirement, termination of the employment relationship, etc. Procedure. To request accommodation or assistance in any of the preceding areas, contact the talent management director by phone or by email. Feedback process. The press encourages feedback regarding how it provides programs and services to persons with disabilities. This can be provided via the following methods. Email at nia.herlihy@dailyxtra.com or by mail at Pink Triangle Press, 2 Carlton Street, Suite 1600, Toronto, Ontario, M5B1J3, to the attention of the Talent Management Director, by phone at 416-644-5215, or by fax at 416-925-6674 to the attention of the Talent Management Director. modifications to this or other policies. The press is committed to ensuring that its policies, practices, and procedures are consistent with and promote the core principles of dignity, independence, integration, and equal opportunity. Any policy that does not respect and promote the dignity and independence of persons with disabilities will be modified or removed. Background information. This policy is intended to meet the requirements of the Integrated Accessibility Standards, Ontario Regulation 191/11, Part 3, Employment Standards, as set forth under the Accessibilities for Ontarians with Disabilities Act 2005. The Government of Ontario promulgated the Accessibilities for Ontarians with Disabilities Act in 2008 and subsequently issued Accessibility Standards for Employment, which were to come in effect for organizations like the press on the 1st of January, 2016. These standards apply only to activities in Ontario, but in view of the Board's interest in fairness and equity, in anticipation of similar legislation in other jurisdictions and to achieve uniformity and ease of application, the Executive Director has decided to apply these standards to press activities everywhere.